DB from the Eskimos, Aaron Grimes, joins us now. Aaron, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. A lot of your defensive teammates talked to me and said flat, lethargic, no energy, kind of described the defensive game in week one against Toronto. Aaron, I'm sure you wouldn't disagree with that. How do you ensure then that that doesn't happen collectively to your defense again on Thursday?
Well, I think we've taken practice a lot more. I don't want to say serious. You know, we take practice serious every week, but we put a lot more focus into practicing with energy, even against our own offense. You know, trying to make sure that we do things right this week so they carry over into the game. Because if when we look back at practice before week one, you know, even though we thought we were doing a good job, we still were kind of flat, not running to the ball, and just not being the same defense that we were last year. So, I mean, even today was a hard work day, and we took it a lot more serious, a lot more energy, a lot more talking, you know, things like that.
The secondary had a few new faces in it. You're going to get some veterans back, Aaron. How much will that play an impact, especially when you look at the speedsters now in Ottawa?
I think it's huge. And like you said, we're going against a really good receiving core. Obviously, a future Hall of Famer quarterback, you know, things like that. So having our veteran DBs back and people back in their positions that they played all last year is going to make a huge difference in terms of communication and guys knowing where to be and where to go without having to, you know, look over and make sure somebody's in the right spot. Guys will go there naturally because it's what we've been doing for, you know, this is our second season now.
Ottawa comes in, and I know it's early in the season, but they're 2-0, and you know, they've added Chris Williams and Morris Price. Like, they've got some veteran guys with some speed, Aaron, and you know, you're likely going to have to face those guys in a lot of different formations defensively. How do you approach when you go up against a guy who's a clear speed guy more than just a pure great route runner?
I think you have to prepare with your technique. You know, I think a lot of guys up here can run. That's why we're all here, you know, especially, I mean, we got defensive backs who can run, you know, just with anybody. But I think what it comes down to is technique and not putting your hands on too much, not trying to be too physical, because if you miss, you know, it's going to be hard to catch up to these guys because, you know, they're real good football players, not just real fast. And so I think it's going to come down to technique and keeping your eyes right and your feet right, because, you know, when it comes down to a foot race, I don't think they're just going to be able to run away from us. But if we let them, they most definitely will.
Aaron Grimes joins us. Aaron, has the defense changed any from last season as far as the scheme under Coach Jones?
Oh, it's changed a little bit. You know, you got to keep other offensive coordinators on their toes. So, I mean, some plays that worked great last year, we're still going to run them, but we're going to have a little bit of a different wrinkle. You know, maybe teams that are picking up on them towards the end of the season. So we're going to throw that same defense, but just with something else at them to try to throw them off guard. Because, I mean, you can go back and watch, you know, 18 or 20, however many games we played last year and try to pick us up. But Coach Jones is a real smart guy. I know Coach McAdoo is a real smart coach. And so it'll be the same. Same defenses, but with a different wrinkle in them and a couple of different plays. You know, some players will be doing something different than they were doing last year.
Aaron Grimes, DB for the Eskimos, joins us. Aaron, you had a few newcomers in the secondary in game one. Did that impact at all the communication factor? Do you think bringing back some veteran guys now who are injured, will, like Marcel Young and such, will help you guys in the secondary at all? Was communication an issue?
I think most definitely. Not just communication, though. You know, just for some guys, their first time ever having to see receivers run from one side of the formation to the other before the ball is snapped, and then having to, you know, we play a lot of man defense, so having to switch off receivers. And, you know, those are the kind of things that Marcel Young and Otto Foster have seen already. So they're going to be able to switch naturally. You know, I'm not going to have to look over at them, and they're not going to look at me and tell me, you know, switch, anything like that. It'll be something that comes as second nature because we've been doing it with each other for so long.
Who do you expect to face most on Thursday when you look at what Ottawa's scheme is? Are you going to see Price or Williams more?
You know, honestly, it's hard to tell. as of right now, we're just playing our positions. But with Ottawa's offense, and I'm sure they're putting, like I said earlier about our defense, they're putting more wrinkles into their offense to try to beat us and make us stay on our toes this game. But I know what I noticed watching film is they move the receivers around a lot. You know, like Chris Williams, a lot of times he's the boundary receiver to the weak side.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times during the game, they're going to move him around, get him in motion, get him flying across the formation, things like that to make you stay on your toes. So he's never truly just that one position. And the same thing with Price and the same thing with Ernest Jackson, all those guys.
Do you find, Aaron, do you prefer to just match up against one guy all game, or do you like seeing different receivers throughout the game?
I'd probably say matching up with one guy. You know, you're battling them all game. It's a chess match, but you're starting to get, you know, into a groove with what he does. You know, when he does a certain move, he's going to do this. When there's another certain move, he's going to do that. You know, so if I had a choice, I probably would just cover one guy the whole game. But honestly, there is no real preference as long as, like I said earlier, it all comes down to technique. As long as you keep your technique right and you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing, you should be in pretty good shape.
Are you looking forward to getting back home to Commonwealth Stadium?
I can't wait. Foosball has been great. The people there are lovely. We still got fans out there watching us practice, and the facilities are nice. But, you know, it's hard to beat Commonwealth Stadium and our locker room and our training room and, you know, our cold tubs and hot tubs and not having to drive or you know, however we get out to Spruce Grove, not having to get out there every morning. I'll probably save an extra hour on my sleep in the morning time. So there's a lot of good things I'm looking forward to coming back to Commonwealth.
You know, mentally, you guys come off a tough game. Then you have a bye week. I don't think you've ever had a bye week this early in the season. How differently did you treat this bye week compared if it happens in week 8, 9, 10, 11, 12?
I think we treated it more as, you know, let's everybody stay here and stay in shape and, you know, watch the film, learn really from the first, like you said, it was a bad game, left a bad taste in our mouth. You know, if we get a bye week, say week 8, you know, we're tired of seeing each other. We want to go back home and see our families, you know, things like that. But since it was week 2, we all stayed out here, you know, we worked out, you know, we kind of hung out with each other and, you know, we took care of business.
You have seen your team suffer serious injury like a lot of other ones, and I know you don't play on the offensive side of the ball, but when you look at the defense, getting the ball back to the offense, giving them good field position can maybe help out with their confidence early on, you know, with some new guys trying to gel in the O-line and now Matt Nichols in at quarterback. Even though you don't play on the offensive side, Aaron, do you feel as a defense you guys have to do your best to try to help give them confidence on Thursday?
Absolutely. I believe that 100%, but I don't just believe that this week. I believe that every week. I feel like even in week 1, if we get some stops or get off the field, you know, Toronto put up a few long drives on us that hurt us. Like, anytime you can get the ball back to your offense as many times as you can, you know, eventually they're going to put up points. You know, the more they have the ball, the more they drive the ball, they're going to put points up. So I don't think we're stressing it anymore. We want it to happen a little bit more, like you said, just to get those guys more reps, you know, together as a group. But at the end of the day, that's something we look forward to doing every week.
Well, Aaron, best of luck. Enjoy your last day in Spruce Grove tomorrow, and then you get to Commonwealth on Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.